This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
There are thousands of dams across the Great Lakes region, and many are in danger of collapsing. In Michigan, conservation groups and state agencies are working to remove or repair dams before it's too late. But President Donald Trump's 2018 budget cuts funds for that work. This week, our partners at Great Lakes Today are exploring the possible impacts to the region. In part four of the series, Ben Thorpe of WCMU reports from a river that flows into Lake Huron.
Michigan has about 2,600 dams. Most were built decades ago to generate electricity, control floods, and create lakes for recreation. You're hearing water rushing over the Maple River Dam, which holds back nearly 43 acres of water in Lake Kathleen. The dam is about 18 feet high and in rough shape.
The thing is, with a lot of these dams, and as you and I stand here and look at it right now, you can see this deteriorating concrete. It's falling apart. Maybe we shouldn't even be standing on it right now. Who knows?
Chris Pierce is standing atop the crumbling concrete of the dam. He's a project manager with Conservation Resource Alliance, overseeing the removal of the dam in northern Michigan.
This is a newer dam compared to a lot of them that were built in the late 1800s and 1900s, and most of them were built with a lifespan of 50 to 60 years.
Patrick Ertel of the State Natural Resources Department says time is almost up for a number of dams across the state.
By the year 2020, I believe, somewhere near 80% of the dams will have outlived that design life. That doesn't mean that they're going to fail the day afterwards, but it just means concern needs to be given to each one of them, and growing concern.
If this dam collapsed, Pierce says, sediment could suffocate a large stretch of river for years. That's bad news for the Maple River's extremely rare ecosystem. Cold freshwater systems like this one make up 0.001% of all water ecosystems. It's home to brown trout, steelhead, and walleye. Steve McCafferty has been fishing this river for 30 years.
I stop here every day on my way to from work.
He says he used to come here with his brother at this spot just downriver of the dam to fish.
My brother moved to this area. He recently passed away. So I try to just keep fishing here. I've caught some really nice trout.
A dam collapse would have a much broader impact, too.
Dam failures like that can be very, very expensive in terms of property loss, insurance claims, in the worst case, even loss of life. So we feel it's really important to do everything we can to be proactive and remove these dams in a controlled fashion.
Amy Beyer is the director of the Alliance, which is overseeing 8 dam projects. The problem, of course, is funding. The Maple River Dam removal is estimated at $2.3 million.
And of that, $1.1 million is Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding.
President Trump wants to eliminate $300 million in annual funding for the initiative. He says such projects should be handled by the states. It's hard to know how many dam projects receive funding from that big pot of federal money. But Beyer says her organization alone has received $20 million for 8 dam removals.
And then those dollars tended to leverage additional dollars. So that's, you know, it's a good portion of the total price tag for all that, those projects.
Ann Beyer says before her organization tapped into the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding, it was hard to get these expensive projects off the ground.
Until GLRI came along, it was very difficult to ever get a full tank of gas.
Both Beyer and Pierce say if the federal funding goes away, it will become much more difficult to find the money to support these expensive removal projects. But, they say, the funding will have to come from somewhere else. This is a problem that can't wait. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Ben Thorpe.